course, years ago, there was invariably one or more Coopers in business in the locality. Here in Wedmore, we relied on an old Cooper from Cheddar, old Teddy Thomas. He was a wonderful old man. He was 95 or something when he died. And he was a wonderful character. He used to, if we'd washed out, sometimes we'd wash out a dozen barrels or so, and we'd dried them all out, and they're all ready to head up. Well, now we get in touch with Teddy and say, well, we've got a dozen barrels, can you come and head them up for us? And he'd come out, he used to cycle. At one period he had a motorcycle, but he invariably cycle. Right at the end of his days, he reached the stage when we used to have to go and fetch him, because he was a very old man then. But he'd come out with his little bag of tools, and despite the fact that he was only a little man, he had that knack of being able to handle barrels, big barrels which normally you'd think would take a fairly heavy man to handle, but he had just that knack of being able to get him in the right position, and he put the heads in. He'd come over, perhaps he'd be there all day. Very often he'd bring over a bit of dinner with him, but if more than often we'd say, well, have a bit of dinner with us. And he'd come over and perhaps work all day, putting the heads in some barrels, making a few defects right. Perhaps he wouldn't finish that day, and he'd come out again and finish them off the next day. And then you might have another barrel where perhaps the stave itself had cracked in the middle, and it wasn't a job he could do it here on the farm. So we used to have to take the barrel over to his workshop in Cheddar, and then he'd make a new stave for it. And he was a wonderful man with barrels. And not only was he wonderful, he was old-fashioned. He was old-fashioned in his prices. For instance, sometimes you'd say to him, well, now, Mr. Thomas, let's have a square up with you. You came over and headed up one or two barrels back a month ago, and there was that barrel you put a new stave in, so-and-so. And there was that one where the bottom had gone, and you put a new bottom in it. And then he'd say, ah, well, and he'd get out a little, dirty little old notebook, and he'd look in it, and he'd say, ah, see, there was 11 barrels headed up on the 17th or the 7th, and then there was a bottom of a barrel put in on the 8th or the 9th, and a stave repair, yes. Well, shall we say 7 and 6? And as I say, he was an old-fashioned, good old-fashioned craftsman. He had old-fashioned ways, old-fashioned prices, and he was one of nature's gentlemen. And of course, these old type are gone. So, if we've got a barrel now where the bottom of the barrel's distorted, warped, or something, we can't use it. I'm afraid we've just got to scrap the barrel. Whereas years ago, of course, he would have put that barrel right. But